Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director. With me today is Karen Hostler of the WYPR news team. And Karen, you and I are here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay talking about Chesapeake Bay restoration programs and a little historical perspective. Here we have a Republican administration, a Republican EPA director, who want to zero out the Bay program, but that's not how it started, right?
No, this is actually one of the proud achievements of President Reagan. It is a Republican program. The President of the United States in 1984 mentioned it in his State of the Union address, proudly proclaiming that in a time of budget constraints, he has requested from EPA one of the largest budget increases of any agency. He said, "We will begin the long necessary effort to clean up a reproductive recreational area and a special national resource, the Chesapeake Bay."
And now, President Trump says,
he says, no money. There's $73 million in the budget. Usually he's cutting it down to zero. He says it's not necessary. We don't need it, or the states could pay for it or something like that.
And it was more than just the Republican President Ronald Reagan. There were Maryland senators and congresspeople.
Absolutely. Senator Charles Mack Mathias, the Republican, he was one of the leaders on it. Also Marjorie Holt, a Republican congresswoman from Anne Arundel County, not known as any wild-eyed liberal. She was very supportive of it. The EPA was, of course, a Richard Nixon Republican president creation. President Trump is attacking not only an extremely successful environmental program, but something that was launched and fostered by his fellow Republicans.
So what's happened in the intervening 30, 40 years?
Well, amazingly, it's working. It's had some, you know, peaks and valleys, but the Bay is cleaner, getting better records. We saw a bald eagle come back flying over today. It's nonpartisan, it is working, and it's progressive, and why cut it out?
I guess the question, though, is politically, what's happened since the days of Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan?
Well, it's a lot more conservative land, but the Bay program in Maryland and nationally and in the Bay watershed states is more popular than ever.
However, there have been farmers who are not happy with it, with the TMDL, total maximum daily load, better known as the pollution diet.
Well, the farmers are always unhappy because they have to worry about the animal litter and so forth that pollutes the water. They don't want to spend any more money than they have to, but they benefit from it too.
And how's that?
Because they can make money and sell their products.
Okay, all right. Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.